Great news! You can now easily subscribe to more than 500 English lessons for just 99 cents a month. Click subscribe at anchor.fm/English Grammar Review/subscribe. Hey, it's so easy. Thanks for subscribing. Have fun learning English.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.
I have some more idioms for you. Hey, let's start out with bottoms up. Bottoms up, a call to drink or to empty one's glass. Here's an example. We'd better finish our drinks because the bar is closing. Bottoms up. Here's another. Young Timmy did not want to drink his medicine, but bottoms up, his mother insisted as she pressed the glass into his hands. The expression suggests the idea that the bottom of one's glass will be up when one drinks. It's informal, of course. Boxed in, or to box in someone, means could be a restricted area or to restrict or stop somebody from doing something. Here's an example. David feels boxed in because he's stuck in a dead-end job and he doesn't have any options. Here's another example. Don't box yourself in spending all your savings on the most expensive car and not having any money left in case of an emergency. Next up is brainstorm. Brainstorm, to generate many ideas quickly. When faced with a complicated problem, it's often useful to brainstorm several possible solutions first before deciding on which strategy you'll apply. Here's another example. Before we began writing, our teacher asked us to brainstorm topics for our compositions. Brainstorming is often a formal step in problem solving. The goal is to generate potential solutions without immediately evaluating them. Evaluation is carried out as a subsequent step. The word brainstorm is a verb, but its ing form, brainstorming, is often used as a noun. Next up, breadwinner. Somebody that provides financially for his or her family. When Harold quit his job and went back to school, he and his wife needed to adjust to having one breadwinner instead of two. In other words, only one was bringing in money or earning money to support the family. Here's a second. When her family needed more money, Tara got a job after school to help out. She became a breadwinner. Breaking the ice. Breaking the ice to get things started, particularly by means of a social introduction or conversation. It didn't take long for the guests at the party to break the ice. By the time dinner was served, almost everyone was chatting with someone they'd just met. Here's another example. I'm afraid we haven't met yet. Let me break the ice by introducing myself. My name is John Taylor. The expression suggests the idea of breaking through an icy surface to clear a path for ships. Bring down the house. Bring down the house to be a great success. The comedian at the dinner show is wonderful. He brings down the house every night. In other words, they really like that person. Here's another example. The music critic didn't like the new symphony being presented at the concert hall. In his newspaper review, he said it would never bring down the house. In other words, nobody would like the music. The idiom bring down the house is almost exclusively used to describe theatrical or musical performances, but it could also be used for any event that would generate applause. Yeah, people clapping, right? It suggests that when an artistic performance is a great success, the audience applauds so noisily as to make the ceiling and the walls of the theater collapse. Bring home the bacon. To bring money into the household to support a family. Here's an example. Hey, it's romantic to marry someone you love, but when you set up your household, you're going to have bills to pay. You should think about marrying someone who will help bring home the bacon. In other words, somebody who earns money by working in a job where they actually get paid. Hey, here's another example. Leo became ill and couldn't work anymore, so his wife went back to work. Now she's the one who brings home the bacon. Next up, brush off. To get the brush off or to give someone the brush off. The idiom brush off means to be dismissed casually and almost cruelly. It's not a very nice thing to say to people, but people do it and you'll hear that. Here's an example. Sue accepted John's invitation to the dance, but when Wayne asked her to go, she gave John the brush off and told him she didn't want to go with him. Another example. The boss told me that he was busy right then and that I should come back later. I told him, don't give me the brush off. I deserve an honest answer from you. The expression suggests the idea of brushing a small piece of lint or dirt from one's clothing. It's usually used where one person is superior to or thinks he or she is to the other. Again, not a very nice thing to say to people. It happens, though. Bug. To bother or annoy or irritate somebody. Sometimes it's used in kind of a good way, to bug somebody. Stop bugging me. Here's an example. Hey, I told you I would have that report done by the end of the day, so stop bugging me about it. Another example. The children bugged their mother about going to the movies until she lost her temper. You can compare the word bug to rub somebody the wrong way. Hey, you're rubbing me the wrong way. Hey, when you use a term to bug somebody or you're bugging me, it means to annoy harmlessly or perhaps humorously. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.